this is. Heat-addled banter. The fic. A miraculous ladybug fanfic written by Brawl Together Now and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and is gen with overtones of Chat Noir Ladybug, with additional tags for prompt fic, ficlet, cuddling and snuggling, heat wave. Could be the ship or just really good pals, but this was for a ship prompt, so. Summary. Paris, a heat wave, and all physical contact being sticky hell. When Adrian had imagined Ladybug cuddling up to him, this hadn't been what he'd had in mind. "Get off," he said. Another thing he never would have predicted in this situation. "You're gross." It was so hot. You could bake cookies in the air. Heat leached from the roof they had stopped on. And he swore the scent must have risen up and disseminated into the air because there was no other way everything could be this sticky. Unless all the moisture in the air had come from his sweat. That sounded possible. For the past 3 days, the famously temperate Mediterranean climate had shorted out like it had never been. The only reason he was free to be shot right now was because the outdoor photo shoot he would have been at had been called off early, a scant handful of photos in, because everyone was sweating too much to be photogenic. The girl whose job it was to stand still and adjust the light panel had looked ready to keel over the entire time. And when the photographer had called it quits, she'd said, "Thank you, sir," and then gently sunk to the ground on her knees, propping the panel over her head to block out the sun. Then there had been the issue of coaxing Plague out of the bottom of his bag after discovering his emergency cheese stash had melted into goo. He was going to have to burn that messenger bag. "I can't," Ladybug groaned, her voice somewhat muffled on account of how she had collapsed herself against him and had her face on his shoulder, smooshed into the honeycomb-textured fabric. "It's too hot. I melted. And also, I'm dead." "You dead, Chaton." "My suit is black. You're just going to make your problem worse." Periwinkle eyes peered up at him through her bangs. "Color is only a factor when the sun is hitting it," she said. It was night. You'd think this would make it cooler, but no. "Nuts," Shot said. "You're right." Ladybug's hand raised drunkenly. He was pretty sure she was exaggerating her heat stroke for effect at this point, and poked him in the nose. "I know about fabrics," she said, with extreme gravity. "I believe you," said Shot, slightly intimidated. "This weather sucks." "Yes," she sighed. She radiated heat like a furnace in the worst way. "It's like an El Nino."
"I don't think this happened here."
"Well, if it's an Akuma, Paris might be doomed," she muttered. "I will keel over before I successfully chase someone across the city."
"And here I thought you were already dead."
Ladybug reached up to flick his nose in lieu of a snappy comeback. And then kind of flopped. Like she was making a respectful nod to the idea of scraping herself off Shot, without actually making an effort to do so.
"We should go conquer evil,"
she said into his collarbone. She didn't move. Their suits made soggy suction sounds whenever she shifted her weight and changed where they were touching. He loved her, but this was awful. "I know we're on patrol," he started tentatively. "But can we take a popsicle break?" "I know we're on patrol," he started tentatively. "But can we take a popsicle break?" And they say I'm the one who comes up with good ideas. Yes, please. The end. Reader's notes. The current weather is 91 degrees with a real feel of 102 and a humidity of 79%. Fuck it. Anyway, yes, I've been saving this for a particularly hot day when I could also run the mic without having to, you know, excessive fan noises. So yes, thank you to Brawl Together Now for having blanket permission to Podfic. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.